HKX, mobile.
4 HKX, KO4 PXB, also mobile.
Hope you've been doing okay. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Yeah, last night, and yeah, first, last night, my wife was having her knee replaced, so I was in the hospital with her, so, and then, so that was where she was pretty much at, and that kept me off the radio, because the hospital pretty much doesn't like the phones being operated in the hospital like that, but she's definitely doing well, had her left knee replaced, because it was pretty much just shot. She's already had the right one done.
It's a speedy recovery for her, and I need to have my right one done, so I've been looking at that myself.
Yep, it definitely went well. She's now it's a different type of pain, which will go away as time progresses. It's not the bone-on-bone and pretty much deteriorating. The only thing that was actually holding her leg somewhat straight was the tendons, and they had bowed pretty bad. And the doctor said they were pretty much, you know, wouldn't have lasted much longer and they would have popped.
Not that point yet, but they've been wanting to replace mine for, I don't know, a couple years now. I keep putting it off as long as I can.
Yeah, if they're still able to get the injections in there where it kind of, the cortisone or whatever they do in between the bones and stuff like that, definitely kind of hold that off, but don't let it get too crazy. But the whenever you come to the point of time going to be getting it done, just go ahead and from your physical therapy or from the actual place that's going to do the surgery, go ahead and get the paperwork for the physical therapy and start that. And that will help the mobility come back faster.
So what else you been up to other than work and dealing with your wife's knee there?
That is pretty much it for right now, and having the fun part of taking care of a four-year-old.
A lot of energy right there.
Yes, sir. And you would think she's the Energizer Bunny, like I said, but most of the time, around the 7:30 time, she runs out, and shortly thereafter, she's pretty much asleep.
I know you enjoy that as much as you can, and but as long as you can keep pace with her anyway.
I can truly keep pace with her. Sometimes when we're out back outside playing and I'll have her running around and she'll tell me that she's going to sit down because she's tired. And I'm going, oh, no, come on. Especially on Saturday and a Sunday where I want to get her outside and let her play and wear herself out.
That way she gets a good full night's sleep.
Yep, that is definitely true, because I know the daycare, normally they just go outside for 2-3 times for maybe sometimes 30-40 minute play times, but when she's outside, sometimes running around for 3 and 4 hours, and if during that time frame on a Saturday and Sunday she doesn't get a nap in, then I have seen it by 6:35 or 6:45, she's out. So before or after dinner, you better have her bath done. Or that is pretty much it.
You can go back to those days?
Yep, the days of playing football, baseball, pretty much any kind of sports, riding bikes and stuff like that throughout the neighborhood. You ain't kidding.
Nowadays, though, they don't go outside. They sit in front of a computer or their telephone or a video game. I didn't know what any of that was until I was almost a teenager.
Yep, nor did I, and some parents are actually doing it to protect their child because they don't know where all the crazies are in the world, and like more likely when you were growing up, everybody in the neighborhood watched after everybody else's kids, and they had, I know at least in my neighborhood, all the parents had permissions to, you know, correct and if you did something wrong, they had the right to, not necessarily spank you, but definitely enact some kind of punishment.
Same here. If they wouldn't spank you, they were jerking you up by the ear and carrying you home to
to receive your spanking.
Yep. And it would be best just to go ahead and let it spank there. And I know a lot of times we always heard it when all the horde of kids were moving around the neighborhood. We'd hear the parent, as we were leaving the one house, they would be calling the next one pretty much in line, saying the swarm is on the way. That was their cue to have a little bit of food and snacks out.
Dazo.
I can imagine how it was then, because most of the, all the kids in our neighborhood, there was only two girls that ran around with us. All the other ones were 13, 14-year-old boys that were all pretty much growing up together. So we pretty much, you know, would just, you know, raid the refrigerator and keep on moving.
You move from one refrigerator to the next one. Didn't like what was in this one? Move on.
Yes, sir. All right, Patrick, let me go inside for a few minutes. I'm at the daycare to pick up my daughter, and I'll be back in a few minutes. It's KO4PXB.
I'll see you, Lloyd, but I'm about to detonate, so I probably won't be here when you get back. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile for a few more minutes.